ELG Music Group presents Saucy Talk Podcast. You feel me? We up in this thing live. Shout out to everybody. I've been tapping in. I see y'all from all over the world. Y'all tapping in from different platforms. That's what's up. I've seen Pandora, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, web searches, all the shit. It's all right with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm down to my last wood. But shout out to Backwoods. I feel like they kind of making a little slight comeback in the work. Loose leaf, y'all fucking up. Y'all really fucking up, bro. Y'all can't make mass productions of shit and not have your shit in order. And the shit don't even hit right. I can get premium Backwoods again. I mean, they cool. Okay, they got like a little smell to them still. You know what I'm saying? They got new quotes and all that shit. But yeah, we up in here. I pour me a glass of some wine. Get into some shit real quick. Order some groceries for the time being up here. Something I can snack on. I'm gonna run through all that shit. Shout out to everybody. I can do it. I'll be wild in Backwoods. If I just whip that and rip that and just use that little piece. But, yeah, though.
You have to put things on people's brains sometimes because
evidently people don't be using their brain. You know what I mean? If you have a situation where you press for time to talk to somebody and you rather just have frivolous time, like, you know what I mean? You should prioritize your time more better. Be more attentive. You know what I mean? And having these conversations with people, prioritize their time, because for some reason, when you don't speak to people like you usually do, but you're trying to make time for that person, y'all tend to lose the routine y'all want to have. You know what I mean? You lose that routine and start invite new habits in. You know what I mean? Some of the new habits ain't always good. You know, I just had this one instance where, you know, sometimes me and my yaya ain't being able to speak as much because due to what we got to do, how we handle business. And, you know, sometimes you have to catch yourself in the moment while you got situations going on. You got to go handle this. Why not call me instead of listening to the radio? You know, type things, you know. She had to realize, like, what was going on, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, I thought about it, and you know, I'm like, you know, because, you know, the benefit of the doubt, like, you know, she forgot that she had shit that she had to do once she got to the other side. But it might come off like a controlling or something like that. It's not that. If anybody's getting that kind of vibe from me, maybe I'm explaining it wrong. But it's not nothing controlling. It's about, like, you know what I mean? Like, certain little details really ain't serious that we don't need to get into. But we will make a couple examples of what I'm talking about. For an example, like, you only got an X amount of time to talk. You want to engage and talk to each other and trade off experiences that y'all won't have, you know what I mean? You only got 15 minutes, but that one person just jabber jaw and not letting you talk, you know, it's kind of like, what the fuck? So, you know, just to make sure, you know what I mean? Just to make sure shit was shit, you know what I mean? You gotta call anything else, but, you know, just making sure. And that's what I expect y'all to do, to make sure. Y'all need to catch the shit like that. Y'all need to catch, like, when it could be ultimately a potential problem if you don't catch that shit in the beginning. Luckily, I caught that shit before. Before it was even a thing, you know what I mean? You got to be on it, but you got to be experienced, too. And I understand that. But just pay attention to shit. That's what I'm telling you. Just pay attention to it. Everything. You know, about to pour me something to drink. I got a wood strip for the fucking for the split. So yeah, so be right back, y'all. But I'm stuck, y'all. Right here. So yeah, so boom. So basically and technically, what we're going to get into right now is a whole bunch of sorcery. I like the concept of the year of the donut, because that's what this is. It's the year of the donut. It gives me that feeling back in 2015. It gave me a certain feeling. It was 2015, like the era of what everything was going on. Even the music I'm hearing today, I'm hearing 2015. And that's crazy. That's like 10 years ago, 9 years ago. Yeah. It just gives me that era. You know what I mean? So, but if people would think they will be able to do things off of the strength of them thinking. If you just go ahead and do random shit, you're going to get into random situations. Oh no. Too much yoinkage. All right, hold on, y'all. Hold on a second, y'all. Gotta make some edits. Some edits to this blunt. That's the thing about backwoods. I got to sleep. You got to be. All right, we're going to get into some sorcery right now. Fuck it. Okay. Difficult to pair bond. We're gonna get into some shit. We'll get into some shit. Y'all ready, children? Y'all ready? We're about to get into some pair bonding talk. The reason being, because I see one of the saucy adventures. They used to tag along. Still is. I'm trying to, but none of that. It's fucking craziness. Like, you put people in at a high standard, and then like, no, I ain't with none of that. I'm with the bullshit. You know, they with the bullshit. Talk about how you can't get a man. Hey, keep talking about, I would love this person. It shouldn't be end all be all on a relationship. But it shouldn't be end all be all on an argument. And then you'll post something else about, I'm a good woman. I cook, I clean, I fuck good. Like, then what's the problem? Why are you posting that? Why do you have to post that type of shit? Because that's just. Because this is my platform. This is my social media. I post what I want to, and then I like it. Get the fuck off. This typical shit random spewage, random counter attack, like automatic automatic counter attack. If you don't like it, don't like it. You know what I'm saying? What? You know, I'm smart enough just to do one show, not no season. Meaning just to do one episode. That's it. I agree to make one appearance, and that's it. Let's see what they got to say about this shit, Peabody.
And they're like, oh, well, I have all these guys after me. Why waste my time with, you know, this guy or that guy? I can, you know, spread it around. Spread the love. Spreading something else.
Spreading the love. Three, spreading something else.
Default divorce. So imagine if you were, as a guy,
mm-hmm.
you have the ability to divorce your wife mm-hmm. for a younger woman at any time for any reason, having a high probability of getting full custody, and your wife would have to pay you alimony.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a good deal to me. Obviously not a fair one. As we know, this is the opposite of what happens when it comes to marriage with women.
Right.
They are the ones that get those benefits. They usually get custody of the kids. They usually have to pay them money. And they can basically divorce you for any reason or no reason.
Right.
In a lot of cases, a divorce really is like a win-win for them if they ever decide they get sick of you and they just want to mm-hmm. get someone else. And they right. say, oh, I'm just not happy, or I need to find myself, is probably the
he sound like a wimp, though.
Most commonly excuses. So if they have care. That ability to just leave and benefit from it.
But he learned something, though. He learned.
Encourage them to do so. Why would you not? Point number four. Writing the CC, removing their ability to pair bond. A study from the National Marriage Project shows happier marriages being reported by those with fewer partners for both sexes, but it's even more of a factor for women.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine eating only tacos every day, and you love tacos, and tacos are great, they're delicious, it tastes good every time you eat it, but let's say you've had tacos, you've had pasta, you've had burgers, you've had all these different kinds of food, but then you have to eat tacos for the rest of your life. That would make it a harder pill to swallow than if you've never tasted any of these other foods. So in that same sense, it's hard for, you know, a girl who's been with all these different types of guys to just, you know, pick one, because there's going to be things she likes about this one, things she likes about that one. Almost like if she could just cut up these different pieces and put them into one, then it would be easier. Then you have the paradox of choice. Basically, having too many choices makes it harder to be happy about your decision. Usually you can find this talked about with buying products. So if you have too many options or too
many on
the menu, it makes it harder to make a decision. And once you make the decision, you usually end up regretting it because there was so many different options. And you start thinking about, oh, man,
mm-hmm.
I bought the red car, but that orange one looked really nice. Now that I think about it, I should want the orange one, but it's too late because I already bought the car kind of thing. You know, same thing with women. No matter who they pick as a partner to get married to or long-term relationship, they're going to be thinking about those other things, guys they could have picked. Point number five, lack of fathers. In order to have the highest chance of growing normal, well-adjusted offspring into adulthood, boys and girls need both a positive female and male role model. Ideally, this would be the mother and father, but having another relative.
That's what I'm saying. You got to have dating people that have both parents in the house. Found that out late in the game. this little fucker found it out. So. You'll think just because you vibe with somebody, you gotta check the household and how the shit. Cause motherfuckers can be putting on that act. Just the same way you put on the act when you're trying to get a job. You gotta put your front on. You gotta put your front on. So that'd be the whole template for things, I believe. But it's certain individuals. You just gotta find a person that's for you. And you gotta be real genuine with yourself. You gotta figure out who you are and what kind of person you wanna be with. If you attracted the ain't shit motherfuckers, you're going to get the ain't shit motherfuckers. That's point blank, point period. Like, you going after what the masses is going after. You want something you can brag about to the masses. It's all good. But is it really? Because you don't know who you're supposed to be with. You think you're supposed to be with somebody that's supposed to be mainstream standards. I'm just asking a question. Are you ready to deal with that? You think you could deal with that? Industry. That's crazy. Industry is wild. They wild looking. But if you're in the industry, I guess that's what you surround yourself by, and that's what you're used to. So that's what you're accustomed to. So that's what you like. But more importantly than all that, the pair bonding. You have to get somebody that's truly you. If you're an ain't shit motherfucker, and when I say that, you like dibble and dabble. You don't wanna, you say one thing, but you do the other. And then get surprised when that shit happens back to you. Hey, ain't shit, right? Ain't shit results. Simple as that. So what you gotta do is just focus on what you really want. And capture and uphold it. That's just for that. You feel me? Anybody else want any other consultations, just hit me up. Y'all know how to hit me up. Y'all been going up on this shit, so it's all gravy. So you know, y'all check out my YouTube too. I'm up here smoking ice cream cake. I'm drinking Gallo Family Moscato. You feel me? No flavors. Just Moscato. I just want to know. You know, I'm learning. This is a great place to learn. It's Moscato grapes really this sweet? Or do they add a sweetener to it? That's something that I can Google, right? I might Google it right now, but I want y'all answers. I want y'all to hit me up and figure it out. You know, yeah, just handling a lot of business, though. Handle your business. As treacherous as it feels, handle it, give yourself some time to breathe, get back to it, handle it. Handle your business, man, because, and all the roadblocks and shit, take the detour just to get to your destination. People think, you know, you can read on how to get the gas. You have to have it and then brush up on it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a quiet person until you get to know me. So I could be an introvert, but I could be a people person as well. You know, it's just what it do, you know what I'm saying? That's just it. This is what it is. I'm not sipping too much. I'm just sipping a little bit, but little randoms, little shorts, little motivations, little this and that right here. But the reason why I do podcasts, I just get the shit off my chest or whatever. If gems flow out, they flow out. If I can give y'all gems, that's on my mind. Imagine if I write this shit down and give it to y'all. This has all been freestyle. So I thank y'all for tapping in. I'm done. You know, we do this shit. I do this shit for y'all. And everybody that's listening, I got a demographic out there that's crazy. What you do, and how you get your happiness and your creative process is nobody else's business but yours. Remember that. Everybody's unique in their own way. So, But yeah, though, breaking news, breaking news. So, adult film star Emily Willis' family shares difficult health update. Over a month after adult film star Emily Willis was first hospitalized, her family is now sharing a complicated update regarding the improvements of her health, in her health. Her stepfather, Michael Willis, who raised Emily as his own, told TMZ on March 29th that she is now awake but remains in a vegetative state. Still, the family underscored that there have been some significant wins regarding her overall health, noting that she can now track things with her eyes, smile, and has even become emotional during the conversation. Unfortunately, Michael also told the outlet that the 25-year-old doctor don't anticipate her improving much more beyond the strides she's already made. That's just wild, right? That is just wild. Females in particular. I'ma tell you niggas like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this. I'ma tell you niggas. I used to think to myself, like this, like this, like this. You never heard about a dead porn star. It was rare, they just disappeared. You know what I mean? It's kinda like a thing, you know. People used to just do their thing and disappear. They didn't have to worry about what happened to you every step of the way. It was only you and yourself what you had to find. Wanted to figure out what was going on with them. They weren't going to plaster it everywhere. Unless it was at that time, at that moment, what was going on. And that was that, and they moved on. Emily's just one of them. We can go on to another one. Let's find out. Adult film star Sophia Leone shared heartbreaking final message before a possible home invasion homicide. Adult film star Sophia Leone told fans to go outside and just appreciate life a little extra in the tragic last post before her death, which her agency said is being investigated as a home invasion homicide. The Miami-born actress was found unresponsive in her New Mexico apartment on March 1st. Has shared a poignant message to her 300,000 followers on Instagram in September, which was, "Go outside and just appreciate life a little extra today," the 26-year-old said as she flashed a peace sign to the camera in the post, where she posed wearing white sunglasses and a white handbag slung over her shoulder. The Los Angeles-based agency, 101 Modeling, which handled some of Leon's bookings, said her death is being investigated as a home invasion, homicide. Yeah. So you see how recent that is, right? They back to back, and it was another one that died as well. This is crazy, though. That's crazy. Yep. Let's see if we can find another one. Okay, we can go on this one right here. Boom. Porn star Jesse Jane dead at 43. Let's visit this. Who is going on the street right now? Right. Then we can get into, why am I doing this? What was shit? I can get into it now. But not yet. Porn star Jesse Jane is dead at 43. The actor was best known for her appearance on shows like Entourage and the Big Bucket XXX movie, Pirates. Okay, this was published January 25th, 2024. Okay, they back to back with these shits, as y'all can see, right? Adult performer Jesse Jane, the porn actor who famously starred in the XXX movie franchise Pirates, the most expensive adult film of all time, was found dead Wednesday on an apparent overdose. She was 43. That's it. Wednesday of an apparent overdose. They don't even give you the fucking what she was overdosed on. According to TMZ, authorities responded to a call for a welfare check at a residence in Moore, Oklahoma, James' hometown. She was found dead along with her boyfriend, Brett Hazen Mueller, a St. Louis, Missouri native whose employer called in the welfare check. According to spokesperson for the Moore Police Department, the cause of death was suspected to overdose, with the final results pending from an Oklahoma State Medical Examiner investigation. The spokesperson told Rolling Stone that no foul play is suspected and toxicology screening is pending. A popular adult film performer of the early 2000s, Jane started her career in the mainstream modeling industry, participating in the beauty pageants and appearing in a cameo role in Baywatch, Hawaiian Wedding. She is probably the best known for her role in 2005's Pirates, an adult movie distributed by the production company Digital Playground, that was made on a budget of $1 million and was touted as one of the highest budget porn films of all time. Okay. They had a lot to say about her. Okay, so who else? Cagney. Let's talk about Cagney. I remember. Let's talk about Cagney. And then we can just wrap this up real quick. Oh, this happened in February 2024. Let's find out. Cagney Lynn Carter. Okay, Cagney Lynn Carter, a famous porn star, has died by suicide. Once again, TMZ has learned the adult film actress who got her start in the industry way back in the mid-2000s passed away Thursday in Cuyahoga County. This according to online records that confirmed her body was received by a medical examiner's office that day. From Parma, Ohio. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's an awful lot of porn stars' deaths going on. And it's like, it kind of reminded me of the old days. With that, like, a mafia movie, and they'll find a prostitute dead on train tracks. Shout out to their family, shout out prayers to their family and everything, you know. That's crazy. You might say why they get into that life. Different reasons. Yeah, that's just my update though for y'all. You feel me? Yeah. I'll get back to y'all in a minute. You feel me?